Thank you, Beth. It's Nick.
And it's Will, and we're here at Brimham's at Paley Bridge because it's the end of our fitness challenge.
Has it really been a month?
It has been a month, a long month.
Okay, so this all started. We've got Darren with us from Brimham's. Hi, Darren.
Hi there.
And Darren started us off a month ago, and we did some tests that Will and I have never done before. So tell us what tests we did at the start of our fitness challenge.
Yeah, so at Brimham's we've all got, each centre has got a Tanita scale. So these kind of scales measures your body fat, water, bone mass, and puts into a range, BMI.
And that's a good place to start, isn't it? Because that gives you guys a lot of information so you can advise the client on what they need to do to reach their goals.
Exactly, yeah. Right at the beginning, when you do your induction, you'll be asked if you want to go on one of these scales.
I said no, but I still had to go on it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. And that kind of gives you like a base of where you start from, and then...
And it's kind of telling you what's happening under the bonnet, isn't it, if you like? So it's things that you wouldn't necessarily... Because actually, you might just think you're a little bit healthier than you actually are when you have a look at some of your measurements. But from that, you then devised our programme.
Yeah, so... The scales can measure visceral fat and subcutaneous fat. So the subcutaneous fat is the fat on top of, just underneath your skin. So you can actually physically see that, but the Tanita can see the visceral fat. So that's the stuff around your organs and things like that. So that's the kind of thing which you need to really look at.
We had our early measurements, and then we had our program that Darren designed for us, and we've been here at Pateley and in Ripon and also at the Hydro. So bits that we enjoyed and bits that we didn't enjoy so much.
Well, I enjoyed all the free weights and all the lifting, and I also enjoyed the treadmill stuff as well.
We've had a go at everything over this month. We've done weight stuff, we've done running, we've done leg day. Each centre has specialist equipment, so they've got a different load of new machines at Ripon as well. Yep. But the one thing that's the theme that runs across all three gyms is that you guys, as coaches and personal trainers, really give great one-to-one tuition, don't you?
Oh, fantastic, yeah. I'd like to think at Brimham's we give a lot of advice which is free, so all our programmes are free.
The thing you guys do is you explain why certain exercises will work certain parts of the body, but you also told us a bit about our diet as well and how that would impact on the exercise we were doing.
Yeah, diet is fundamental. I mean, coming to the gym, if you're not eating properly, you're kind of almost wasting your time, really, if you say want to lose a bit of weight. Body fat especially, you need to be really looking at your diet.
Okay, so let's have some plus points. Effort-wise, we both put our backs into it. But all the guys were really good with us, very patient with us. But we did, in fairness, some of the kind of getting your head around instructions we weren't very good at, but we did try, didn't we?
It took you a few attempts.
Me, we're thinking of here.
Yeah, to just master a few of the exercises, but the guys were really good at explaining it.
Technique was poor on a few.
I think the guys here, you know, one thing that they have got is a lot of patience.
So now we've gone back on the machines again and we're checking back in. Are we ready for the results?
I am. I was born ready.
Okay, so Darren, this is the moment everybody's been waiting for, and probably no surprise to anybody. Please tell us who the winner of the Brimham's Fitness Challenge is.
So the winner of the Brimham's Fitness Challenge is Will.
Oh, yes!
Well done.
Well, to be fair, you got me on the diving, so it's a 1-1 situation that's going on here.
Okay, so why did Will win?
Will dropped a little bit more body fat than you, ever so marginally, but also a few of the instructions with the site said he put a little bit more effort in.
Which ones? Where do they live?
I think that's the same story with everything, really.
I don't. Well, congratulations, Will.
Thank you very much.
Darren, thank you so much for looking after us. It's been fantastic. If anybody wants to take part and come and get fit, what's the best thing to do?
Yep, all they need to do is give their local Brimham's a ring. They'll book you in for an induction and we'll take it from there.